immeasurable love. Words from Jesus.
Have you ever wondered why the sky is blue? And why that specific color gives you a feeling of peace when you look up at it? Have you ever wondered why the scent of a pine forest or the grass after rain brings calm and refreshing to your spirit? Is there some magical reason why the simple sound of a bird singing makes you feel happy inside? While there are scientific reasons that your body responds to a certain stimulus, the simple truth is that I created these things to have such pleasant effects on you because I love you. I created your body to respond to certain colors, sights, sounds, and fragrances. And I placed all those things throughout creation that I knew you would enjoy. I placed them all around you in great abundance. Just like a doting parent gives his child all the good things that child wants and needs, so do I, your great and loving Heavenly Father, give these abundant gifts to you. If you believe and understand that these are gifts from my hand, then you will increasingly begin to notice all of the wonderful things that I have placed in your life, even the hidden things, which might not seem like blessings at first. When you look up into the night sky, if all you saw was darkness, it might be a bit dismal and foreboding. The shine of the stars I placed in the heavens remind you that even in the dark times, I am still there for you. In life, you have your dark times when it seems like all around you is black and there's no way out. And if you're only looking down, this is all you will see. But when you look up, you will see my hand in your times of darkness as well, and my touches of love that will shine as stars to guide you. I can use everything in your life for good if you will let me. There is pain and suffering in life that can be turned into joy and rejoicing when given to me. I can unshackle your life from the chains of bitterness, hate, envy, jealousy, sickness and suffering, and turn these things into bright stars that will guide others to me. Just as I didn't create only one tree, or one mountain, or one flower, or only paint one sunset, so too I do not bless only one life, or make only one person to shine with my love. I touch each life with my love, so that they may be an encouragement to others. So join in the masterpiece of my love. Let my love fill your life, and let others see my light and love shine through you today. There is so much beauty in the world. Take time to enjoy it and share your enjoyment with others. I take just as much delight in painting the majestic sunsets as I do in creating the tiniest flowers. So enjoy not only the big, awesome expressions of my love, but also the smaller, almost unseen things that I bring into your life. As you do, your life will be filled to overflowing with my joy. Precious in my sight. You are precious to me. You're beautiful in my sight. There are many things about you that I love. If I were to enumerate them all, I could go on forever and ever. I created you so I know everything about you, and I love you unconditionally. I love the way you love my word and how your spirit longs for my truth. I love it when you get into your times in my word, in your times with me. And then when the time is up, you feel it's so hard to pull away. I love your tenderness. I love how you reach out to others as much as you can, and how you want to love others more and show them my love more. I have put this desire in you, and I'm so happy that you're embracing it and wanting to be that way more and more. Thank you for staying close to me. Thank you for loving me and giving your life to me each and every day. I love you dearly. True beauty. This world's portrayal of beauty has become so distorted, and people have become so easily dissatisfied with themselves due to the false standards of beauty they feel they must attain to. But you're beautiful. I know you don't think so highly of your looks or the reflection you see in the mirror. However, I look at you and I see exquisite beauty. I see your beautiful heart. A heart that gives and lives for others is always beautiful and emits a radiance that no outstanding physical attribute could ever compare with. Your smile, it's gorgeous. Each individual that I have created has a unique smile. A smile that makes you different from everyone else, that makes you who you are. Your spirit, it exudes beauty. When you allow yourself to be free from the burdens of the day and the struggles of life by giving them all to me, you then become light and carefree. You become filled with a spirit of freedom and happiness that will compensate for seeming physical flaws and will shine through with divine beauty. Take a moment to try to see what I see when I look at you, the real and beautiful you. There's so much to love and enjoy about you, and that's why I created you. You're always beautiful to me. No matter how icky you may feel about yourself, or how dirty you may feel because of your sins and mistakes, I see your beautiful heart. The heart that I know loves me. You're beautiful to me. No measure. Never think that I'm far from you. Never think that I'll tire of you. I know you often feel inadequate, or as if you don't do enough, or aren't good enough, or that you don't learn your lessons in life fast enough, or that you're not changing enough or in the way I want you to. Or that if you did things differently, you would become more in my eyes or find more favor with me. Please know that I don't measure you like that. I don't judge you by how much you accomplish for me or by what good works you do. I don't compare you with others. I look at your heart and the love you have for me and for others and your faith in me. That's what's important to me. Those are the important things in my eyes. Not all your good works or efforts for self-improvement. All those things will come as a result of your love for me and as a natural consequence of obeying and applying my word. So please don't compare yourself to a standard that I have not set for you. Know that my love is not measured out in portions according to how much you think you give to me or do for me. My love is not linked to any of that. It's free and it's abundant for you. I've loved you from the beginning, and I will love you to the end of your days and beyond that, through eternity. As you live your life for me and experience my love for you daily, you will see how infinite it is, how free-flowing it is. I want you to accept it as is. Don't even try to comprehend or understand it. For it is above your thoughts and human understanding. Just know and accept that it's there, that it's never ending, and then let it work in your heart. Let it change you, let it mold you, let it inspire you to give to others also. You will see how it will compel you to reach out and share with others, and you will also see that it will never run out, that it will multiply as you give it away. The giving will not take away from it, but will add to it. That's one of the marvels of my love. It's heavenly and cannot be measured by any earthly means. That's my love for you.
You've been listening to an audio production by The Family International. Visit us at www.thefamily.com. www.jesusforlife.org.